Wow, it's pretty scary being the last person up here. Having heard all of your stories, there've been some amazing ones. I'm no comedian, and my story's not intended to be funny. But I really wanted to start my story by giving it a title or a punchline, and that is that contentment is an underrated life goal. And it really connects two crossroads, if you like, that both have the idea of contentment at the core of the theme. And the first crossroad starts some 10, 15 years ago when my husband and I came back from overseas. We weren't married then, but and we came back from overseas. I was in my late 20s. We just bought our first house together. We had a great job as a planning consultant for the Tasman District Council. Wonderful friends, great family, great lifestyle, amazing mountain biking, all these things that I love to do. But I found myself very discontented and very unhappy and somewhat depressed, and which didn't make sense. And anyone who's experienced depression before will know that sometimes it doesn't make sense. But that process of trying to work it out led me to make a certain decision in my life, a crossroads. Now, medication did end up being part of my solution, but the other thing that made a massive difference for me was the response to a question that was asked of me with a group of girlfriends when we were talking about how I was, miserable and sad. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? And what would you do if you knew that money was not an issue and that you had to choose something to do with your life? For me, the answer, or the resounding answer for both of those questions was, I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to pursue fashion. That fashion was something that I was ridiculously, somewhat irrationally passionate about. And once you sort of come to that decision, all of a sudden you can't go on doing what you were doing, because it was such a profound moment for me that I couldn't continue just to be a planner. I felt that I needed to pursue this newly found passion, or newly recognised passion that I had. As my husband will know, that path has taken me in all sorts of quirky directions. I think at one stage I wanted to be a handbag designer, and I had all sorts of crazy ideas about doing that. I also toyed with the idea of being a fashion designer. But in the end, I decided that what was the best fit for me was something that married my professional strengths in planning with my love of fashion, and that was to communicate with fashion, and which is how I came to be involved in radio, starting with Fresh FM, and later to begin a column with the Nelson Mail, which I did for 5 years, and later becoming the fashion editor of Wild Tomato magazine, and now the fashion editor of Admire. So that's where I am now. But interestingly, as was pointed out, I'm still also a planner. So people who know me in the capacity as a resource management policy planner are surprised to hear that I'm also a fashion editor. And people who know me as a fashion editor are often surprised to hear that I spend my hours in front of council promoting particular policies and objectives relating to the Tasman Resource Management Plan. Behind that story has always been this drive to abandon planning, right? So I've always had the sense that I was failing in my capacity as a fashion designer, or sorry, a fashion stylist, because I wasn't able to abandon or make enough money, basically, and to create this proper career around fashion. And so for a long time, I've been somewhat frustrated, is not the right word, but I've been striving. I've been zooming. I've been zooming to try and make fashion my thing. And this leads me to my next crossroads, my second crossroads, and that is where I am now. And perhaps it's middle age, right? Maybe it's because I'm becoming middle-aged. I've noticed that my knees sag when I run. And when I buy undies, sorry, honey, when I buy undies, they're the comfy ones now. And this is the first time I've worn high heels in a really long time. So maybe it's a middle-aged thing, but all of a sudden that drive, that zoom to be a fashion somebody has gone, has dissipated. And I've realised that I'm actually incredibly contented and that I don't actually need to be a somebody in fashion, that I don't need to be or abandon this other career that I have for the sake of being New Zealand's next fashion editor or an international fashion blogging superstar, that I'm actually ridiculously contented right now. I've got two amazing children. How I managed to do all those things with two children, you know, giving birth to two babies and raising them and doing fashion editorials and writing district plans, I will never know. But I'm actually really happy right now and realising that contentment. I have an amazing husband and my kids are amazing and I'm about to start crying. I am. that actually life's damn good. And I don't want to change a thing. Thank you.